Wesley Clark made it official today. He's out. His withdrawal from the Democratic presidential contest followed twin defeats yesterday in his native South, in Tennessee and Virginia. The retired four-star general, who got into the race late, managed to win only one primary. But in his farewell speech, Clark made it clear he would not fade away. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Today's announcement just makes official what had become painfully apparent in recent days, that despite hard work and unceasing campaigning, Wesley Clark's candidacy wasn't connecting with enough voters. Today he said while this was the end of his presidential run, he was more full of hope than when he entered the race 5 months ago.
So this is the end of the campaign for the presidency, and it's not the end of the cause, because the real cause is a campaign for America's future.
Clark is from Arkansas, and along with North Carolina Senator John Edwards, was one of two Southerners in the race for the Democratic nomination. Last week, he won a primary in the neighboring state of Oklahoma. This week, he was hoping to repeat his success in another neighboring state, Tennessee. He bought TV and radio ads and campaigned in the state nearly every day over the last week. But ultimately, that wasn't enough. But although he's quitting as a candidate, he said there's still more work to do.
That's why I will support our party's nominee, to continue this campaign until we take back the White House next November. This soldier stands ready for duty. And I need every one of you to join me in this battle.
Clark was the last major Democratic candidate to enter the presidential race. He got in last September, but quickly raised enough money to mount a serious campaign. In part because of the late start and because he didn't have the organization, he decided to skip the Iowa caucuses and focus his energies on doing well in the New Hampshire primary 1 week later. But when Howard Dean collapsed in Iowa, he wasn't there to take advantage of it. Clark didn't look back on how he might have run his campaign differently.
This was never about my future. It was a call to duty, not a call of ambition. It was about service to country, not to self. And it was always about America's future. And that future will be decided in this election in November. Now, it's not going to be easy. So I've got one bit of advice for our party's nominee. Give them hell and never retreat.
Clark announced his withdrawal today in a hotel ballroom full of disappointed campaign workers. Many of them are from Little Rock. Many had also worked on Bill Clinton's presidential campaign. Volunteer Teresa Eiler first got involved last summer with the movement to draft General Clark. She contributed money and helped work the phone banks because she says she believed in his message. Ultimately, she believes Clark fell short because voters and the media didn't give him a chance.
I think any misstep he took was that's all they talked about rather than his message. And some of the missteps weren't even, it wouldn't have had anything to do with the way he would govern, you know, the country or his beliefs.
This was Wesley Clark's first foray into politics, but it's not likely to be his last. As Clark's wife Gertz said, it was just the end of her husband's, quote, early political career. And someday we may be getting together again. Who knows? Greg Allen, NPR News, Little Rock.